And with that, BC's first and at the time only legal recreational marijuana store opened in Kamloops promptly at 10 a.m. on October 17th, just hours after midnight heralded in an era of legal pot for adults across the nation. In the days and weeks that passed, apocalyptic predictions of spikes in impaired driving crashes and ER visits never came to pass, but 2 months since legalization, Canada is still working out some kinks. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blames pockets of resistance for a supply shortage, particularly in Quebec and Ontario. But Viviana Zanacco with the BC Liquor Distribution Branch says our province has fared better than others.
We really sourced a lot of product and a lot of different product. I think there were only 20 suppliers for all of Ontario, and we had, upwards of in the 70s.
She says we can expect more stores to open in the new year. Despite hundreds of applications, the province has only one government store and two approved private licenses as cities crack down on illegal dispensaries. Meanwhile, Ottawa has vowed to punish serious cannabis offenses like selling to kids and driving under the influence. But there's only one approved roadside test, which has been met with criticism and has not been widely adopted. The feds also promised to pardon some cannabis criminal records this year, but that has yet to happen.
I think we've made some great progress in 2018, but the prohibitionist mindset and the anti-cannabis agenda is still very strong.
Longtime activist Dana Larson says next year's 420 event will have lots to celebrate, but their fight isn't over yet.
I'd like to see the BC government stand up stronger for British Columbia's cannabis industry.
With number 3 on the News 1130 Top 10 for 2018, I'm Lasha Kretzel.